Hey, good evening, everybody. This coming Shabbos, Rezer Hashem, we read Parshas Bo. And in Parshas Bo, we find, among other things, the very first mitzvah that was presented to the Jewish people as a nation. We have in Chumash Bereishis three mitzvahs, the mitzvah of Puravu, to procreate, and the mitzvah of Bris Milah, the circumcision, and of course, the mitzvah not to eat the Gira Nosh, the sciatic nerve from the hind quarter of the animal. But those were mitzvahs that were given to individual people, and not to the Klal Yisrael as a whole. The first mitzvah given to Klal Yisrael as a whole is the mitzvah that's found in the first of the sources, Perek Yud Beis and Shmos, Pesukim Aleph and Beis, Vayomer Hashem Rosh Aharon Be'eretz Mitzrayim Lemor, HaChodesh Alechem Rosh Chodoshim, Rishon Hu Lachem L'Chod She'ashana, the mitzvah relating to Rosh Chodesh, that's the first mitzvah. In fact, some of you may recall that the first comment of Rashi that he makes in the entire Chumash is that if you assume that the Chumash, the Torah, is a book of laws, it should have started over here with these Pesukim, Perek Yud Beis, Pasek Aleph, which is the beginning of the mitzvahs of the Torah, the first of the mitzvahs of the Torah. In any event, this mitzvah is the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh. Rashi comments in the second source, again, Shmos Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Beis, HaChodesh Hero Levona B'chidusha. Kodesh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu what the moon looks like when it's renewed. When the moon renews and is new again, then it's the beginning of the month, that's Rosh Chodesh. And then he says also, the simple reading of the Pasuk is not about the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh per se, but that this particular month, the month of Nisan, is the first of the month, Al Chodesh Nisan, Armelo, Zeye Rosh Lusayda Minyan HaChadoshim, that's the first of the month, and then Iyar is second, and Stephen's third, and so on. Then, based on the word Hazeh, Chodesh Hazeh Lachem, Rashi comments in the second Rashi there, in source number two, Niskash Moshe Amol HaLavona, at what point exactly should the moon, what is exactly the moon looks like when it's considered the beginning of the new cycle? Exactly what does the molad, what shape or what appearance does the moon have? And Moshe wasn't sure. So Kadosh Baruch Hu showed him, it looks just like this. That's the word zeh. When you see it like this, then you should be sanctified the month. Both of these comments of Rashi are derived from different places in the Gemara. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chof Amud Aleph, in source number three, says, Talmud Lomar, HaChodesh Alechem Rosh Chodeshim, Kazer Re'eh V'Kadesh, right? When you see this, HaChodesh Hazeh, when you see the moon, looks like this, that's exactly when you're just sanctified. As Rashi explains there, in Rosh Hashanah, Chof Amud Aleph, source four, Kazer Re'eh V'Kadesh, Kevan Shetireh, Kadesh Babayom. When you see it in this appearance, then you have to sanctify that day as Rosh Chodesh. And the Gemara Menachos on Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph, Chav Tes Amud Menachos, has the famous statement. So it's five. Tana the Rebbe Shmuel, Shlosha Dvarim Hayu Kashan Ala Moshe. There were three things. The Gemara has a fourth thing. There were three things that initially the Gemara mentions that Moshe Rabbeinu had difficulty visualizing. Ad Sheher Ala Kadosh Baruch Hu Be'etzpo, until Kadosh Baruch Hu demonstrated. He showed him exactly with his finger. He showed him this is what it looks like. And one of the things is Elohein, among them is Rosh Chodesh. And the magic word there is the word zeh. The word zeh means something which is demonstrative, like you're pointing this. Okay, the other one you may remember, the menorah of zeh ma'aseh menorah, and other things the Gemara discusses in the Medrash. There are other things. Whenever we find the word zeh, it means something demonstrative. And the feminine form of the word zeh zos, that's why many people have the practice when they lift up the Torah. By Hagbah, they say, v'zos ha-Torah, people point. V'zos ha-Torah. Some people point with their pinky, and some people point with their tzitzit string, whatever. They don't have to point at all, but people say v'zos, that's the word. So same thing here, zeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed it to Moshe, that's bo. And Rashi explains over there, Menachos, Chav Tesam and Aleph, and source 6, B'shas Molad HaLevona, Eino Nires Ki Ma'at, Eino Nikeres, K'lamin Rosh Hashanah, Kazer Isim Im Kazer Isim. Rashi here says something very important. We know the moon never changes its appearance. The moon changes appearance means what do we see here on earth? The moon is the moon at all times. Okay, the moon doesn't give off any light of its own, as we know. The moon reflects the light of the sun. And how much of the moon is going to be visible, quote unquote, here from Earth? We speak about the moon getting bigger and smaller. The moon doesn't change sizes. The moon is the same size all the time. It means our perception of the moon, the light, the part of the moon that reflects the light of the sun, that depends on the angle in terms of how the sun hits the moon. So the moon rotates around the Earth. As we'll see, it takes about 29 and a half days. The moon goes around the Earth. And depending on the position of the moon vis-a-vis the earth and the sun, we will see from here on earth more or less of the light. More or less of the light will be visible from here on earth. So when, let's say, when the moon is completely sort of on the other side, so to speak, in terms of the three spheres, right? You have the earth, you have the sun and the moon. So when the moon is on the opposite side, so to speak, then it catches the full light of the sun. Then it bounces back to full light. That's what we call a full moon. right? That's the middle of the month. That's the full moon. Then it gets smaller because as the moon continues to shift, so the angle becomes less and less and less and less and less. And then as Rashi says over here, Menachos Chof Tes Manalav and Source 6, there comes a point where we're not able to see the moon at all. Doesn't mean the moon's not there. We're not able to see the moon at all from Earth, even if there's not a cloud in the sky. For a few hours, just because of the position where the moon is, it's unable to reflect to us any light from the sun. Then it keeps moving, keeps moving, keeps moving, and it picks up more and more and more and more and more and more of the light of the sun until it's completely on the other side. Then it bounces back to full light of the sun. That's what we call a full moon. And then it gets smaller again. And that's the idea of the moon waxing and waning. We know it doesn't mean the moon actually changes sizes. The moon's the same size all the time. It just means what we see in terms of the light of the moon. So that's what the Chazal here, the Gemaras that we just mentioned, the Rashi and Chumash here in Parshas Bo, are telling us that a Kadosh Baruch Hu showed that when it is in this position, when it looks like this, you know, a little crescent, a tiny crescent, after a short while, you can't see it at all. If there's a short while, again, scientifically, where we can't see the moon from the Earth at all with the naked eye because it's not bouncing off any light of the sun because of the fact the Earth is blocking the sun from sort of bouncing off the moon. But anyway, there's a few hours. Then you see a little sliver and then more and more. So Kadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu, when you see the sliver like this, when you see the crescent like this, Kazeh Re'eva Kadesh, when you see it like this, that's Rosh Chodesh. Okay? So we know that our months, therefore, depend upon the scientific fact in terms of the visibility of the moon from here on Earth. The Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Chof Tes and Aleph, Source 7, says, Tanu Rabbanan, She Yisrael Monu Levana Go'ov De'Kochom L'Chama. We, the Jewish people, count the months on the basis of the moon. The non-Jews count it on the basis of the sun. They have a solar year. We have a lunar year. Okay, the months on the solar calendar, or the so-called secular calendar, do not correspond to anything to do with the moon. Right? January, February, March, that's got nothing to do with the moon. Okay, it's random. I mean, the months are the solar year, the 12 of the year, the 365 days. That's a scientific, based on a scientific phenomenon, namely the Earth's rotation around the sun takes 365 1/4 days. But the months, the breakup into 12 months, that's random. Some months have 31 days, some have 30. February is 28th. Whatever, it's random. It's got nothing to do with the moon. Different times, different years. January will be the middle of the lunar month, the lunar cycle. Other times, January will be the beginning. It's random. It doesn't correspond to anything. They concern themselves only with the sun. We concern ourselves with the moon. Truth is, we concern ourselves with the sun also, in terms of the years. But that's a different story. Our year, the lunar year, doesn't correspond to anything scientific. The end of a lunar year, 12 months of the Earth going around, the moon going around the Earth, 12 cycles of that, that adds up to about 354 days. So that, nothing changes at the end of those 354 days. That is not a scientific, just 12 rotations, but doesn't mean anything. Nothing changed. Okay, anyway, but we're talking now about the month. So the Gemara says, Yisrael, Mona, Lolovona, we count the months based upon the moon. The Rambam tells us in the beginning of Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, Perek Alav Alocha Alav, Source number 8, the Rambam tells us, Chod She HaShanayim, Chod She Levona. For us, the months of the year are the months based on the moon. Shenemar quotes one pasuk, which we shortly from Parshas Pinchas, Olos Chodesh Bo Shov, and Nemar, our pasuk here in Parshas Bo, HaChodesh Elachem Rosh Chodoshim, Kach Amur Chachomim, like we just saw, Hera Lo HaKodesh Baruch Hu Lemoshe B'mara HaNevuah Demus HaLevona, V'amalo Kazer V'Kadesh, HaKodesh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu in a prophetic vision, here's what it should look like, he pointed, it looks like this, so that's when you should sanctify the month. And then in terms of the length of the month, so the Rambam tells us later in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, Source 9, Perek Ches Halacha Aleph, the amount of time it takes the moon to go around the Earth is 29 days plus half a day. That's 12 hours, 24 hours a day, 29 days, 12 hours, and Tov Shin Tzadi Gimel Chalokim, 793 Chalokim. Okay, Chalek is about a little more than 3 seconds, 3 1/3 seconds. Okay, that's how they measure things. They had minutes, they don't have seconds. So anyway, so it's 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 Chalokim. And the thing is, that ends up that if you count from one cycle to the next cycle, so it ends up, land up in the middle of the day, right? 29 and a half days, a little more than 29 and a half days. So you're not, Efsha says, you're not going to declare Rosh Chodesh in the middle of the day, 10:30 in the morning, or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, or whatever. That may be when the cycle is complete. You're not going to make Rosh Chodesh in the middle of the day. You're not going to have that the first part of the day was part of the old month. And then at 1:16, it changed, and that's when the cycle was over. So now from 1:16 on, it's the new month. That you're not going to do, okay? It has to be that the whole day is part of one month or another month. As a side point, the Sefer Rokeach, it's in Reish Chav Ches, and Elazar Rokeach, on the time of the Balayatosis, he has so a bunch of gematrias. So number 10, he has a gematria. You can sit and figure it out. I tried to figure it didn't quite work, but gematria, you can play with it a little bit. So he said, Achor is Elachem Rosh Chodosh, Rishon Elachem Lachot Shoshana, but gematria, Kemo Tishra V'esim Yom, Umechto V'tavshin, Tzari Gimel Chalokim. He says the words in the Pasuk, you add up, you do the gematria, adds up to 29 and a half, you know, the words in Hebrew corresponding to 29 and a half days, and the 703 chalakim, all those words together, somehow that corresponds to the words in the Pasuk. Okay, but what do we know about Rosh Chodesh then? We know that Rosh Chodesh is dependent upon the cycle of the moon around the earth, and every 29 and a half days, and 703 chalakim, so the next day is going to be Rosh Chodesh, it's going to be the beginning of the month. Is there anything significant about the day of Rosh Chodesh itself? So far, not. So all the Torah tells us here in Parshas Bo, the way Chazal understand it, is that that's the beginning of the month, right? Chazera v'kadesh, when you see the moon in the right, Kadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu, when you see the moon in this position, that's the beginning of the month. Okay, so that day is going to be called Rosh Chodesh, the first of the new month. Is there any significance to the first of the month? Not offhand. It doesn't look like there's any significance on the secular calendar other than January 1st, right, with the beginning of the year, but there's no significance to February 1st, March 1st, April 1st, or April Fools. But it's not a significant day. So later on in the Torah, in Parshas Pinchas, in Bamidbar, Parak Chav Ches, starting in Pasuk Yud Aleph, we do find that there is something significant regarding the day of Rosh Chodesh itself, and that is that special karbonos are brought. Right? We know these psukim, famous psukim, source 11, right? Rosh Chodesh was exactly a week ago, so last Friday, right? We read these psukim. On Rosh Chodesh, you have to bring a special korban, and it describes what it is. Part of it in Makor Shnayim, and it tells you how much the flour, how many measures of flour, and then how many the wine libations, and so on and so forth. And the end of Pasuk Yudal, it says, "Niskeim chatzi in the wine libations," and then it says, "Zos olas chodesh bechodesho lechodesh hashana." This is that's the Pasuk the Rambam quoted before, okay? Back in the source 8, when the Rambam says that Perak Aleph Halach Aleph, the beginning of Hichus Kiddush Chodesh, the Rambam quoted this Pasuk to show that for us the months are a function of the moon, right? Zos olas chodesh bechodesho lechodesh hashana. Right, so you have to bring these karbanos. And now we see that there is one unique thing about Rosh Chodesh, and that is that the special karbanos are brought. Those karbanos are brought, of course, in addition to the regular daily karbanos that are brought every day. Every day there was a daily karban in the morning, a daily karban in the afternoon. Tomet Shel Shachar, Tomet Shel Ben Arbayim. On Rosh Chodesh, you had these additional karbanos called the karban musaf, right? The word musaf means additional, extras. They had extra karbanos that were brought on Rosh Chodesh. The Karban Musaf and Rosh Chodesh, and the Psukim we just described. So what we do find, therefore, is that Rosh Chodesh is marked, according to the Torah, by bringing certain special Karbanos. I titled the Shia, Working on Rosh Chodesh. Is there any Inyan of Isser Melacha on Rosh Chodesh? Do we find anywhere that you're not supposed to work on Rosh Chodesh? So in the Torah, there's no such mention of anything, it would seem. Because all we know about Rosh Chodesh is, again, from our Parsha, that it's a function of the moon going around the earth and renewing, so to speak, at a point which HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe, when the crescent looks like this, that's the beginning of the month. That we know, and we know from Parshas Pinchas that special karbanos are brought on Rosh Chodesh, but doesn't say anything else about any work. In fact, the Gemara in Erechin on Daf Yud, source number 12, the Gemara in Erechin on Daf Yud Amar Aleph discusses the days of the year on which we say Hallel. Okay, when I say Hallel here, I mean what we call the full Hallel, Hallel Shalom, with the bracha before and after. Not the halal, chatzi halal, we talk a sam Rosh Chodesh, a chatzi halal, that's only a minig. Okay, the chatzi halal, the abridged halal, chatzi means half. We don't say only half, we say much, much more than half, just leaving out this, half a parak here, half a parak there. But it's most of halal. We mean the abridged halal, that's not what we're talking about in this Gemara. The Gemara is talking about the days when you say what we call the halal shalom, the full halal. So the Gemara says, in Erchin Yudam Alav 12, the Amar Yechon Mishim Yotzorak, Shmona Asayamim Shayachid Gomer Bohenes Halav. There are 18 days during the course of the calendar year when a person finishes, recites the entire Halav. What are they? Shmona Mehachag, that's 8 days of Sukkis, which includes Shmina Tzeres. We're on a Torah level now in Eretz Yisrael, right? 8 days of Sukkis, 7 days of Sukkis plus Shmina Tzeres, that's eight. Shmona Mehachanakah, right? 8 days of Chanakah, that's 16. V'yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach, just the first day of Pesach. That's 17. V'yom Tov Hashal Atzeres, and the one day of Shavuos, right? There just was only one day of Shavuos. So those are 18 days on which we say Hallel. V'gola in the diaspora in Chutzlaretz, in the Golas, we have 21 days. because you have Tishrei Me'achag, 9 days of Sukkot, including Shmini Atzeres, plus Simchas Torah as a second, as a separate day. So to speak, the second day of Shmini Atzeres, that's 9 days. Shmona Mechanukah, that's the same. 8 days of Hanukkah is that's 17. Shnei Yomim Tovim Shal Pesach, the first 2 days of Pesach, that's a 19. And Shnei Yomim Tovim Shal Atzeres, and the 2 days of Shavuos is 21. So then the Gemara goes on to discuss why on certain other days we don't say Hallel. Why just these days? Why other holidays? Why, the Gemara asks, how come in the rest of Pesach we don't say Sukkot? We say the whole week. 8 days, or in Chutzar, it's 9 days of Hallel. Pesach's only 1 day of Hallel, too. So Gemara discusses different reasons. On Yoram and Bey, is in 13, the Gemara asks, what about Shabbos? Why don't we say Hallel every Shabbos? Shabbos, the Chalukah, B'Kamon HaSeh, Lema, right? Shabbos is a special carbon, it's a special day. Okay, so why shouldn't we say Hallel on Shabbos? So Gemara says, Lo Ikrim Moed, because Shabbos is not a Moed. Moed means an appointed time. It means a festival. It's not a Moed. It's not a Moed. Okay, so we don't say Hallel on Shabbos. Then the Gemara says, yeah, but Rosh Chodesh to Ikri Moed, Rosh Chodesh, as we'll see soon, is called a Moed. So, Lema, we should say. And again, I'm talking here about the full Hallel, not our custom to say the so-called Chatzi Hallel. So the Gemara says, why don't we say the full Hallel with the Bracha before and after the Hallel Shalim? Why don't we say Rosh Chodesh after what's called a Moed? Okay, so the Gemara answers, no, because Lo Ikdash Basiyas Melacha. It's not sanctified in the sense that you're not allowed to work. There is no prohibition against working. Right, apparently, only time we say Hallel is on a holiday when there is a restriction against Melacha. Rosh Chodesh is no restriction against Melacha, so therefore we don't say Hallel. How do we, well, what's the connection? The Ksiv, we'll see all the Psukim inside in a moment. The Ksiv, Ashir Yelachem Kelel Iskadish Chag, we'll pass it in Yeshaya, we'll get to. Laila HaMekudosh L'Chag Tom Shira. Only on a day when the night, you know, is sanctified, it's a Chag, it's a Yontif. Then we say Shira, we say Hallel. But if she ain't Mekudosh L'Chag, ain't Tom Shira. But a holiday when there's no abstention of work, it's not really a holiday, then we don't say Hallel. So that's why we don't say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. So let's analyze all these things in this Gemara. Question, I'm sorry, yeah.
Yeah, so does the Gemara discuss Tisha B'Av? It says, Alav Kara, Alay Moed.
Very good. So that's actually the pasuk. That actual pasuk we're going to see in a moment. The Gemara Darsh is not talking about Tisha B'Av, but talking about Rosh Chodesh. We'll see in a second. Very good. The Gemara wonders, the Gemara doesn't explain it, but Rashi fills us in. Look in 14. Rashi and Erech and Yudim and Beis. Where do we see that Rosh Chodesh is taka called a Moed? Where does it say that Rosh Chodesh is a Moed? So quotes the pasuk in Eicha that you just mentioned. Okay, Eicha Perak Aleph pasuk Tezvav, source 15. Sila Chalabra Hashem Bekirbi Kara Alai Moed Lishbor Bachurai. Okay, Kodesh Baruch Hu announced a Moed. Okay, a Moed to shatter, you know, to destroy. So I'll be pashtus at the reference to Tisha B'Av. Moed means a fixed time, an appointed time, a set time. Kodesh Baruch Hu established a set time. So I'll be pashtus talking about Tisha B'Av. Yeah. Okay. But as Rashi there in 14 says, Ubeperik Dalam Masechas Tainis, Tammuz was talking about Rosh Chodesh Av actually, because Tammuz Dahi Shata Miluya Miluya Dixiv Karlai Moed. Okay, that's when we, and then Rashi has explained that Shir means Hallel and Mekudesh means Asiyas Melacha. What's going on here exactly? What are we talking about? So the Gemara in Tainis, Navchav Tesam Alam, has a whole calculation to try and figure out. We have a tradition that on Tisha B'Av, the original Tisha B'Av was long before there was a Beis HaMikdash, was when the Meraglim, when the spies came back and the whole rebellion that followed their report about Eretz Yisrael, that happened on Tisha B'Av. Doesn't say that in the Chumash, doesn't say what exact date that was. So the Gemara has, and I only print a little bit of the Gemara, 19, Tainus Chav Tesla. If you look it up, you can see the Gemara has a whole cheshbon, a whole calculation to figure out when exactly the Meraglim came back. So that we know that the Meraglim were gone for 40 days. That it says in the Chumash. In source 17. By the way, Rashi in 16, there in Eicha, Parakala, Pasuk Tezvav, in 16, Rashi there says, Karlai Moed, Rabosenu Darshu, that had to do with the month of Tammuz that year and the month of Av, as we'll see. And it worked out to Tisha B'Av. We'll see it. We'll explain it in a second. The Meraglim, we know, we're going for 40 days. It says in the Chumash, in Parsha Shlach, B'midbar Parak Gimel, Pasuk Chav Hei, Vayashu, Mitur Arts, Miketz Arboim Yom, they toured for 40 days. Good. Okay, then it was that night after they came back in Perek Yudalad, Pasuk Galat, Mavidbar there in Parsha Shlach, Batisa Kaleido, Vaitno is Kalam, Vaivko, Amba Laila Hahu. That night they cried. So the Gemara has a cheshbon, which I only printed part of here. Look at 19. Vitanya, Ve'esim Vetisha B'Sivan, Shalach Moshe Meraglim. The Gemara works out, it was on the 29th of Sivan that year that Moshe sent the Meraglim out. Okay? Uchsir Vayashub Mitorot Miketzar Boimilv. Then it says they were gone for 40 days. So now, 1 second, if we're trying to show that the rebellion of the Meraglim was Tisha B'Av, we're going to be a day off. We're going to be a day off. Why? Because Hani Arboim Yom Nechi Chadhu. Okay, we're missing something here. Okay, what do you mean missing something? So let's figure it out. The Rashi tells us in 20, Rashi there in Tainis, Chof Tesmanal tells us, Hani Arboim Nechi Chad, who's missing one. What does it mean? Shnayim Yisivan, they sent on the 29th of Sivan. Sivan is a 30-day month. So the 29th of Sivan, the 30th of Sivan, the 2 days. Then Tammuz is a 29-day month. Okay, so 2 plus 29 is 31. Okay, Zashonar. Now, 8 days of Av, right, because it said they came back on the 8th of Av. That night, the 9th of Av was Tisha B'Av. So it means they came back before. So that only adds up to 39. 2 days from Sivan, 29 days from Tammuz, and 8 days from Av, because again, it was 8 days of Av, and it was that night that they cried, right, and complained. So you only have 39 days they were gone. Something doesn't add up, right? That's the problem with this whole Cheshbon in the Gemara. So before I go any further, let me just explain that because of what we said before, namely that the cycle of the moon around the earth scientifically is 29 and a half days and 793 halakim, fine. So every Jewish month, is either 29 days or 30 days. It can never be less, never be more. It's a scientific issue, right? So there's no such 28 like February and no 31 like January and December and March, whatever we have on the solar calendar. In the Jewish calendar, it's not like that. Every month, usually it alternates, but every month is either 29 days or 30 days. So when we come to day 29, when I come to day 29 of a month, tomorrow is going to be one of two possibilities. Either it's going to be 30 of the old month or it's going to be the first of the new month. There's only two possibilities, okay? It's either going to be 30 of the old month or first of the new month. And that's going to depend, as we'll see, on whether Adim see the moon that night or not. Okay, we'll get back to that in a second. But the Gemara says, Look at the back in the Gemara 19. Amar Abaye ended for Amar Abaye. Tammuz Ahishata Meluya Meluya. Okay, when a month has 30 days, it's called a Malay, a full month. A full month, 30 days. That's the maximum. When it has 29 days, called a Chaser. It's missing a day, right? That's the nicknames that Chazal use. A Chaser is a 29-day month, and a Malay is a 30-day month. So the Gemara says, even though on our calendar, we have a fixed calendar, but even though usually Tammuz is Taka only a 29-day month, that particular year, Tammuz was a 30-day month. Oh, so now we have our 40 days because we have 2 days from Sivan, 29th and 30th of Sivan. Tammuz that year was a full month, a 30-day month. Oh, now we're up to 32. 8 days of Av is 40, and that night they cried. So now it all works out. Where do we get that from? So they quote the pasuk you mentioned before. Look at the second line of 19. We quoted that pasuk in Eicha, Perak Aleph, pasuk Tezrab. Dichsiv, Karalai Moed Lishbor Bachurai. Kodesh Baruch Hu made a Moed, meaning a reference, an extra day in terms of Rosh Chodesh. Right, an extra day. Tammuz had an extra day, more than it usually does. Day 30, we know when sometimes we have 2 days Rosh Chodesh, sometimes we have 1 day Rosh Chodesh. Whenever we have 2 days Rosh Chodesh, the 2 days are day 30 of the old month and day 1 of the new month. Right? So if the outgoing month was a Malay, a 30-day month, that means it's going to be 2 days Rosh Chodesh, right? 30 and 1. When the outgoing month only had 29 days, only 1 day Rosh Chodesh, 1, right? So that year, Karl and Moed, the Gemara Darshan, is to refer to not Tisha B'Av, which is the simple pshat in the pasuk like you mentioned before, but the Chazal have a drasha. That it means that it was referring to Rosh Chodesh. All of that. And then the Gemara figures out they cried that night and so on and so forth, right? And as Rabbi Yochanan said, Osalel Tishma of Hayat, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the famous line, Atem Bechisem Bechir Shalchinam Ani Kovelachem Mechil Adoris. You cried for no reason this night. I'm going to make this night a night of crying for a good reason. I mentioned before, like you sometimes tell your kid, okay, if you don't stop kvetching, I'm going to give you something to fuss. You don't stop crying, I'm going to give you something to cry about in a minute. That's what Kosh Baruch Hu said, right? You have cried for no reason, I'm going to give you something to cry about. But that was a night of Tisha B'Av. Good. So what comes out from all of this? Okay, again, the Tosus there in Tanis explains on the 21. Tanis Chof Tesmon Aleph. Amar Abaye, but also some Mishol Shalom, Kidei Sheyichlo Hamem Yom B'Tisha B'Av. That Kadosh Baruch Hu sort of fixed everything intentionally, so to speak, that year that the Tammuz was a 30-day month, not a 29-day month, so that, Taka, it would all end up on Tisha B'Av. It would all end up on Tisha B'Av, which is the day that the Meraglim came back, and it was a day of Peronos and trouble for the Jews forever. So after all that, what do we see? We see that Rosh Chodesh is called a Moed. So back to our Gemara in Erchin of Yudav Beis in source 13. Rather, the Gemara asks, so if Rosh Chodesh is called a Moed, how come we don't say Halal Rosh Chodesh? The Gemara answers what's most relevant for us for now, namely, because there's no Issa Melacha. It's not sanctified, as Rashi said in 14, but Mekudesh Basias Melacha. who says it has to be? So that's that pasuk in Yeshaya that we mentioned before, Parak Lamed pasuk Chaf Tes, talking about the future. Shir Yelachem Kelel Ischadesh Chag. Okay, the night there will be the night. There will be talking about the future. We'll be singing by the Geula the same way we did by the night of Pesach and so on. Rashi says in Yeshaya 23, Ashir Yelachem Belel HaPesach Tov Lachem Simcha Zu Kelel Ischadesh Chag Kemo Shamartem Shir Shal HaPesachim Mitzrayim, just like we did in Egypt. But in any event, what do you see from that pasuk? That Shira, which means Hallel, as Rashi said again in Erchin Yudah Rebeis, Hallel is only said on a day that's labeled a Chag. And since there's no Issa Melacha Rosh Chodesh, there's no Hallel. Okay, so apparently you need, in order to say, to say Hallel, you need a day, it has to be a day on which there is no, which there's no work allowed, there's Issa Melacha. So all of this, what do you see? That Rosh Chodesh is special in terms of Karbonos, but there's no Issa Melacha on Rosh Chodesh. Just as a side parallel, there's a Mishnah in Psachim, Tzadi Hayim Aleph, the Mishnah is talking about, we call Pesach Sheni, right? So if someone couldn't bring the Korban Pesach on the 14th of Nisan for certain reasons, so he had an opportunity, a second shot, a month later on 14th. We are Pesach Sheni. To us, Pesach Sheni is not particularly relevant. By some chassidim, by some people, they eat matzah on Pesach Sheni. Some shuls don't say tachan on Pesach Sheni. Okay, but other than that, there's not much to Pesach Sheni for us. But in the olden days, obviously, the time of Beis Hamikdash was significant for anybody who was unable to bring the Korban Pesach on the regular Pesach, the 14th of Nisan. So the Mishnah there in Pesachim, Tzadi Hamad Aleph, in 24, lists off several distinctions between Pesach Rishon and the regular Pesach and Pesach Sheni. One is Rishon Asub by Yerubai Motze. On Pesach Rishon, a lot of chametz in your house. Right, not a lot of chametz in your house to bring the Korban Pesach, but Pesach Sheni chametz umatzah imav abayis. No iser chametz on Pesach Sheni. You had to bring a carbon, the makeup carbon, but you didn't have to have an iser chametz. Okay. And the other thing is that the Mishnah means harishon ton halal bachilos, and Sheni eno ton halal bachilos. So the first Pesach we say halal, the second Pesach Sheni, even though you're bringing the carbon, you don't say halal. And the Gemara explains, that's the Mishnah on Sadeh Hamad Aleph. The Gemara in Sadeh Hamad Beis 26 explains, how do we know minohani mili? How do we know that there's no Hallel on Pesach Sheni? So lo and behold, the Gemara quotes the same drasha, right? The Rav Shmuel Tzadok says, the Pesach says this Pesach in Yeshaya, back in the source 32, Yeshaya, Perek Lamed, Pesach Chaf Tes, Hashir Lachem, Kelel Hiskadish Chag. We only say Hallel when what? Is it Simalacha? There's no Simalacha on Pesach Sheni. It's a regular day. So therefore, we don't say Hallel. It's the same idea. Anyway, what emerges from all of this, there's no requirement of Issa, there's no Issa Malacha on Rosh Chodesh. Ad Khan, if we'd stop here, you'd ask somebody if there's any prohibition against work on Rosh Chodesh, the answer is no. However, there seem to be indications otherwise from different Gemaras. That's what it looks like from this Gemara. Yes, okay, the Gemara in Erchin seems to be pretty clear that Rosh Chodesh was not sanctified in the sense that there's no Issa Malacha on Rosh Chodesh. Good, but if that were the only Gemara, we could stop, but that's not the only Gemara. There's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, on Daf Chav Beis, the Mishnah, at 28, tells us the following. You know, what we said before, that the month is coming to an end, let's say today's the 29th of the month, so tomorrow is either the 30th of the old month or the 1st of the new month. How do we know? The answer is, will the moon be visible tonight or not? Okay, and if people, there would be people who would be spotters looking for the moon, and then they'd come to Beis Din sometime tomorrow, and if the Beis Din would accept that their testimony is truthful and so on, they'll announce that it's Rosh Chodesh. So tomorrow will be the 1st of the month. If no Eidim come, the moon is not visible, so Mamela tomorrow will be the 30th of the old month, and next day will be the 1st of the new month. How did they notify the people? There was no instant messaging and no texts and no Twitter and whatever else, okay, in those days. So how did they notify people? Right? How did the Jews not living right near Yerushalayim, right there, how did
they have a WhatsApp?
Oh, yeah, right. That was what's up. Exactly. Okay. You know, what's up? What's up? What'd they do? They had a system of signals, not exactly smoke signals, but torch signals. Okay. And that's what the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah Chof Beis Mabeis 28. Or Rishonah HaMasiyah Matsuos. They used to light torches. And the Mishnah goes on. I didn't print the whole Mishnah. It explained that they would go up on that night. If they declared Rosh Chodesh, it would go up and they would have a whole system of the torches and they would wave it in certain directions like the Lulav and so on. And so the people living, they would do this on a mountain. And the Mishnah actually lists off which mountains. Okay, so one was the Behar Tzofim, the Mount Scopus, you know, where the Hebrew University campus is. That was where they would light the torches, the high mountain. So all the people in the neighborhood would see the fires. Oh, today was Rosh Chodesh. Meanwhile, people a few miles in the other direction would see the on top of them. They'd be people stationed on the top of their mountain. They would see the fires from a distance. Oh, they'd light fires over here. So then that's other people in that district knew. And then the next one. So the word was able to spread pretty quickly until the wise guys came. Okay, and they lit the fire the wrong night. So the people can't see who's lighting the fire, they just see the fire. Again, they can't be off by more than one day, and they wouldn't light in the middle of the month, no one would believe it. But if I'm on mountain number two, I'd see from the distance the fire is being waved in a different direction. That's the signal. Oh, okay, I don't know who's lighting it. So therefore, they had to do away with that system, and they had to move to the Pony Express. Okay, they had to send out messengers, you know, by donkey or camel or horseback, whatever it is, to notify people. Okay, but in terms of the Masi and Masuo, so the Rashi fills in, okay, there in Rosh Hashanah Chav Beis and Beis. I'm not going to read the whole thing now, okay, because he really explains what it says in the Gemara. When would they set up, when would they do these torch signals? When would they have this signal system? So again, the Rashi explains, what happened and canceled and so on. Okay. Anyway, at one time, these Kusim, these wise guys, whoever they were, maybe the early Christians or the Tzedukim, whatever exactly they were, messed up the system. The Gemara discusses on the bottom of Chof Beis Min Aleph, going over to Chof Gimel, Chof Beis Min Beis rather, going over to Chof Gimel Min Aleph, the Gemara 30 discusses the following. When would they signal these torches? When would they wave these torches? So the Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan, Ein Masin Masus El Alachodesh Shnir Bizmano Lekadshu. Okay, they would only do it after if day 30, you know, today's the 29th. So if tomorrow Taket was established Rosh Chodesh because Edim saw the moon tonight, they reported to the Sanhedrin tomorrow morning, and testimony was accepted. So that night they would wave they would make the signal. They would only do the signal if Rosh Chodesh was on day 30. In other words, it was the outgoing month was a 29-day month, a so-called Chosem month, and day 30 was already not day 30 of the old month, but rather day 1 of the new month. That's the only time they would do these fires. Okay, that's the only time they would do it. Al Chodesh Nir Bizmano, so to speak. And that night, they would do it. Okay? L'meimer, a Chosar Avdina, Amale Lo Avdina. Tomorrow says, why? Why did they do it that way? Why did they do it that way? Because the fire, why not the other way? Why not do it after, you know, why they pick to do it that way, why not do it the other way, you know? So it says because, or really, you know, the Gemara says, you could have done it both, no matter what. Okay, why not do it no matter what? In other words, do it the night after, whichever day it was. So let's say Sunday is the 29th of the month, of the old month. So tomorrow is either day 30 or day 1. So if it's day 1, on Monday night, wave the fires. If they didn't declare it on Monday, because no witnesses saw the moon, means Tuesday, so do it on Tuesday night. Why don't they just do it after whichever evening, on the evening after whichever day they declared Rosh Chodesh, right? Well, why only do it in one sense? Where it says, because I'm saying outside, but you can read it in the Gemara and read the Rashis, but because that would mess things up if you had a situation like this week. Let's say tonight's Thursday night, right? So let's say today, Thursday, was the 29th of the month. So tomorrow is day 30. So let's say witnesses saw the moon tonight, and they came tomorrow to Bezin Friday. What are Bezin going to do now? It's Friday night. You can't light the torches on Friday night. It's Shabbos. Okay, it's Shabbos. So they have no choice but to light it Saturday night. Okay, yeah, but now the people are going to be confused because people who see it are going to say, wait a second. Are they doing it Saturday night because they declared Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos? Or are they doing it Saturday night because it really was on Friday? They just couldn't light it Friday night because it was Shabbos. We won't know. So therefore, they picked one. They only lit the torch. That's why they didn't light the torches by both, okay? In other words, that way, to avoid that Shabbos problem, they would light, in this case, they would light the fires, and if they declared Rosh Chodesh on Friday, they would light the fires Saturday night, but that would be clear that it was declared on day 30. You follow? Because they only lit the torches and did that whole signal system if Rosh Chodesh was declared on day 30. Right, if they would always do it on both, whether it was on day 30 or day 31, then if you saw the torches on Saturday night, you wouldn't know whether it was Friday and they're just doing it tonight because they couldn't do it Friday night Shabbos, or tonight they wouldn't solve the problem, wouldn't know which is which. Okay, anyway, Then the Gemara asks, I'm saying outside to save a little time, but it's all in the Gemara. You're in Rosh Hashanah, and I printed all the Rashi, the fills and all the blanks, you know, that you need to see. Okay. But then the Gemara asks, so why not do it? Why did they, okay, I understand why I only do it once. So why pick doing it dafke after day, if Rosh Chodesh was declared on day 30? Why not pick, it was Rosh Chodesh declared on day 31? In other words, let's say, again, let's say Sunday's day 29. So let's say they're going to pick, they're always going to do it if Rosh Chodesh was an extra day, it was the next day, you know, it was the old outgoing month. Why did they pick to do it only if the outgoing month was a chaser, was a 29-day month? Okay, I understand why you only can do it once, because otherwise it's going to make up a problem. It's going to end up a problem of a Shabbos. That I get. But why pick that we're going to do it only following a chaser month? Why not following a Moleh month? So the Gemara gives an interesting answer to that question. The Gemara says, look what it says, the very end of that Gemara, Chofkin went off Rosh Hashanah, Amar Baye, Mishum Bitl Melacha La'am Shnei Yomim. Because then people won't be able to work for 2 days. Because why? We won't be able to work for 2 days. Because the implication of Gemara, they didn't work on Rosh Chodesh. So now, let's say days to 8:29. So if I'm going to wait until I'm going to wait until day 31 for them to light the fires. So it could be that I'll have taken off an extra day of work for no reason. In other words, because there'll be an extra day, possibly an extra day. Not always. Sometimes it'll be necessary. But I'm waiting around for an extra day. And I'm waiting an extra day for no reason. That's the idea. Let's look at Rashi in 32. What are we talking about? What do you mean no work? What no work? Okay. The Gemara's conclusion was Bitul Melacha Al Mishnei Yomim. So look in Rashi in 32. Chavkim Al Aleph. Rashi Amar Abaye Mishum Bitul Melacha and so on. Okay. It's kind of a gzer. What's the idea? He says because it's talking about not every Rosh Chodesh. It's talking about Rosh Hashanah. Because it's one holiday which is on Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah. So if you're Rosh Hashanah, how to do Melacha, right? That's been the Raisa. So he says, well, what'll happen? He says, "E Amrit Navid Amole Melach Chaser Ain Lecha Rosh Hashanah Shein Misbatim Bnei Golim Melacha Shnei Melachim Shnei Yomim Yom Shloshim Shema Hayom Rosh Hashanah V'Yom Shloshim Echad Shema Ibris Achodesh Hayom Rosh Hashanah." Right? Aval Ki Avdin and Masus A Chaser Or Yom Shloshim. Then Yadi should be Yom Shloshim Nikpa V'Yasim Melach Alamachar Ain B'Teilah Shnei Yomim El B'Mubar. Sometimes they will have to end up having 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, yes. Okay, but if they light the fires, like we first said, after a chaser month, and indeed Rosh Hashanah was proclaimed following a chaser month, so then they'll only have to end up having take off 1 day. Because again, they'll take off day 30 for sure. But if tonight there's going to be fires, good. So we know today was Rosh Hashanah, Mazel Tov. Tomorrow is a regular week that I can go back to work. But if they would wait to light the torches till after the second, only with my Mole, then I'm going to end up sometimes waiting for no reason. I'll have taken off day 30 for no reason because it won't end up being Rosh Hashanah. Day 31 will end up being Rosh Hashanah. 30 will be the part of the old month. And I'll have wasted a day off. So that's how Rashi says, in which case it has nothing to do with us. However, Tosas, there in Rosh Hashanah, Chavkim Alav 33, Tosas says, I don't know why Rashi had to go to Rosh Hashanah. Why'd he bring up Rosh Hashanah? Who cares? Well, who told about Rosh Hashanah? Okay. He said it's going to be true every Rosh Chodesh. Every Rosh Chodesh. So says Tosas. Okay. We'll look at the second line of Tosas. Dibra Maskel Mishum Bitl Malacha. Ulechinam Dochak Lefar Rosh Hashanah. The Akorach Rosh Chodesh Koi. Ki lo hayu regilin lasos malacha Rosh Chodesh. Tosas says they didn't used to do Malach on Rosh Chodesh. So you don't have to go all the way and say, well, it's talking about Rosh Hashanah. Okay? It's talking about every Rosh Chodesh. And therefore, if you're going to light the torches after day 31, not after day 30, so then people are going to have to sometimes take off 2 days for Rosh Chodesh for no reason, because the first day will not end up having been Rosh Chodesh. It's not only Rosh Hashanah, it's every Rosh Chodesh. And he quotes Gemara Megillah, which we'll see in a second. Okay? And then he adds, what malacha don't you do in Rosh Chodesh? Urgin lomar shehosif hamakom yomtov lenoshim b'Rosh Chodesh. There's a yomtov for women on Rosh Chodesh. They don't do malacha. Why? Bischar shel nisratzol maisa egel. They didn't participate in the maisa egel. What's that all about? What's Tosas talking about? If you look in Parshas Kisisa, Shmos Perek Lamed Beis Pasuk Aleph, right? People were waiting, and the Moshe didn't come down. They're waiting to come back from the mountain, and so on and so forth. And so they came to Aaron, and they said in Perek Lamed Beis Pasuk Aleph, they came to Aaron and said, Kuma Selano Elohim, make a God for us. Make a symbol for us. Moshe. We don't know what happened to him. So Aaron said he figured a stall. Pasuk base. Aaron parku nisma as a hava sherbaz and a shechem nechem and a shechem of your life. Take all the golden jewelry that you have and your children have and your wives have and bring it to me. Then Pasuk Gimel says, "Vayisparku kolamaz in hava sherbaz nehem." So they took off the gold from their jewelry, their rings and so on, and they brought it to Aaron. They made the eagle. The rest is history. Now what's going on? So you look in the Pirkei de Belezer, Perek Mem Hei, so it's 37. The Pirkei de Belezer tells us the whole story that Aaron was worried because Chur, his nephew, you look in Parshat Mishpatim, Shmos Parakov Dalad, when Moshe went up to the mountain together with Yeshua, Pasuk Gimel, Ve'akam Moshe, Yeshua, Moshe, Ve'al Moshe, Al Harlokim, and he told the Zakenim, stay here, and it says at the end of Pasuk Dalad, Ve'hine Aaron V'chur Imachem, I'm leaving Aaron and Chur in charge. And Moshe went up the mountain, fine. Who's Chur? Rashi says there in Mishpat and Berachav Dal Pasuk Dal 36. Chur ben Oshem Miriam Haya. That was Miriam's son, and the father was Kalev Ben Yefuna. Okay, so he was in charge. The Pirkei de Belezer, again, it's a long piece. I didn't print the whole thing, but Perek Mem Hei. Pirkei de Belezer says that Chur tried to prevent the eagle, and they killed him. He met an untime. We never hear from him again. Chur, other than his grandson, Betzalel ben Reuben Chur. But we don't know about Chur. He's done. He's killed. So Aaron figured they're going to kill me too. So he says, all right, get me all the gold. But if you look carefully in the Psukim, says the Pirkei de Belezer, Moshe Aaron told them, take the gold from your wives, right? Look at the end of Pasuk Beis in 34, Paraklamet Beis, Asher Bozdei Nesheichem. But Pasuk Gimel says they took Asher Bozdeihem, their own, and their wives they didn't take. Why? Because their wives refused to go along with it. Their wives refused to participate. We're not rebelling against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We're not giving our golden jewelry. And the Medrash goes on to say there in Pirkei Belezer that b'schus this, the women got a special holiday, Rosh Chodesh, where they don't do work. Okay, and that's the schar and olam hazeh. So you don't have to call on, says Tosis, to Rosh every Rosh Chodesh, at least the women don't do work. The Balamor and Rosh Hashanah, Daf Hamid Beis, in the pages of the Rift 38, also says that it's talking about Rosh Hashanah. But most of the Rishonim don't agree. Most of the Rishonim say, like Tosis, I printed a Chidush HaRashba, there in Rosh Hashanah, Chav Gimel Aleph, didn't last look Zerim, Shum Bitl Malach Al-Am, he quotes Rashi, but he says in the second line, in a Mechubar, it's not only Rosh Hashanah, it's Afilu B'Shara Rosh Chodeshim, how you regilin shalolasos malacha. And they didn't do malacha on Rosh Chodesh. And they also mentioned the special thing with the women. The Meiri in Rosh Hashanah Chav Beis HaMei says both. He says, first of all, it's Rosh Hashanah. Ikal bitul malacha la'am b'tishrei shnei yomim. V'chein b'chol ha'chadoshim l'noshim. He splits the edges of the bets, right? He says, Rosh Hashanah for everybody. Today a bitul malacha, an extra day, possibly. And therefore, you know, we arrange the fire signals accordingly so as not to have to make people miss an extra day for no good reason. Okay, Rosh Hashanah for everybody, and Rosh Chodesh for the women, so says the Meiri. What is the, so from this Gemara already implies that there's something going on Rosh Chodesh and Issa Malacha, at least for women. The Gemara in Megillah seems that the Balai Tozal quote says it more explicitly. Chaf Beis and Beis Megillah 41, the Gemara says, talking about how many aliyahs you have on different days when we have Kriyas HaTorah. We know on Shabbos there's 7 aliyahs, and on Yom Kippur there's 6 aliyahs, Yom Tov there's 5 aliyahs. So the Gemara says, Megillah Chaf Beis and Beis 41, Toshma Zehaklal, Kol Sheyesh Bo Bito Malach Ala'am. Any day on which we lane, and by laning it's causing Bito Malach in the sense that it's a regular work day. People have to get to work. Okay, so we have then the minimum number of aliyahs, 3. That's Monday and Thursday, and a Tainis Tzibur. Right, those are regular work days. Okay, at Tisha B'Av, 3 days, 3 aliyahs, Karin Shoshan. But then continues the Gemara, again, it's Megillah Chaf Beis and Beis. The She'ein Bo Bitul Malach Ala'am, but there's no Bitul Malach, not a work day. Kagon, Rosh Chodeshim, Yuchal HaShemoyed, like Rosh Chodesh Yuchal HaMoyed, Karin Arboah, then he can have 4 aliyahs. You don't have to rush out of shul so fast. Okay, so now from this Gemara, it also implies that Rosh Chodesh is not like a Tanis Tzibur or a Monday, Thursday that are working days. The Pran Rosh Chodesh is not such a working day. And that, what does it mean? So Rashi says there in Megillah Chaf Beis Hamidrash, the third Rashi in 42, Rosh Chodeshim, Ein Bo Bitul Malacha Kol Kach, She'ein Hanoshim Osos Malacha. At least the women don't have to go to work. Okay? And he quotes that Gemara again with Rosh Hashanah that we saw in Rosh Hashanah about the torch signal system. And then he quotes Shamati Piroah Mori Hazake and the whole thing that they got this mitzvah because of because of their non-participation of Cheta Egel and so on. And then Rashi brings an interesting raya. I'll bring your raya for a pasuk, says Rashi. A pasuk in Nach, which proves that Rosh Chodesh was not a working day for people. What's the pasuk? So we all know the pasuk. This is all the end of Rashi and Megillah, that long Rashi. Chav Beis Medivs Dibur Maschil Rashi Chadashim. I quoted the pasuk and pasuk for you. You all know the pasuk because we read it as the Haftarah when Rosh Chodesh lands on Sunday. Mocher Chodesh. Shmuel Aleph Parakov Pasuk Yud Ches 43. Byomal Ayonasan Mocher Chodesh. Nivkarta Kipakir Moshevecha. Vishil Pasuk Yud Tes. Vishil Ashtar Teri Ma'od. Uvos Alamokom Asher Nistar Toshom Biyom HaMa'aseh. That's the magic words for us now. Biyom HaMa'aseh. Hide, you know, he's David Yonasan arranging with a hide and so on. Hide in the same place that you hid. Biyom HaMa'aseh. What is Yom HaMa'aseh? Day of work, a day of action. As the Targum Yonasan renders it in 44, Yom HaMa'aseh, plus Parakof of Shmuel Aleph, plus Gutes, Biyom HaDecholah, a weekday. Yom HaMa'aseh means Yom HaDecholah. So says Rashi back in Megillah Chof Beis and Beis in the 42. Rashi says, well, they're talking about Mocher Chodesh, okay, and they're telling you should hide in the same place that you're hiding, meaning now, on a weekday, okay, a working day. Yom HaMa'aseh, a working day. Well, if today, if you're calling today a working day, the implication is that tomorrow, Mocher Chodesh, is not a working day. That's Rashi's proof. Okay, look at the last couple words of Rashi. Karlele Erev Rosh Chodesh Yom HaMa'aseh. Erev Rosh Chodesh is called a working day. Amor Rosh Chodesh Lav Yom HaMa'aseh. Pran Rosh Chodesh is not a working day. Okay? So therefore, that's another raya from this Gemara, from this Psukim, and from this Gemara, the Take on Rosh Chodesh, it's not a working day. It's not a working day. All right? Rashi there in Shmuel Aleph, Parakov Pasuk Yud Tes, also says the same thing. He quotes the Targum Yonasan. Apparently, Rosh Chodesh was not a working day. All right? Now, Tosus asks, one second. But Tosus there, Megillah, Chav Beis and Beis, 46. Dibur Maschil She'ein Bahen Bitul Melacha, 46. Tosus asks, one second. But we have other places. There's a Gemara Chagiga, for example, that says Rosh Chodesh is a working, it is a working day. Okay? It is a working day. What's the Gemara Chagiga? Gemara Chagiga on Daf Yud Chesam and Aleph 47 says Michal the Dvar talking about Chalamoid. The Gemara there says Chalamoid is also Masiyas Malacha. Not allowed to do work on Chalamoid. Certain exceptions, okay. But for the most part, we're supposed to avoid doing work on Chalamoid unless there's a big financial loss, unless it's something to do with needs for Yontif and so on. Not for our topic now. But the Gemara says, well, maybe you can prove that there's an Issa Malach on Rosh Chodesh, on Chalamoid, because sheyesh bo carbon musaf. And look what the Gemara says. Wait a minute. Rosh Chodesh yochiach, sheyesh bo carbon musaf, umutar ba'asiyas malacha. Ferish Gemara, chagig yur chesam alav. Rosh Chodesh has a carbon musaf, but it's mutar ba'asiyas malacha. Okay? So our answer, how an answer, yeah, but it's different. It's not called Mikra Kodesh. Fine. But Tosa Megillah asks, what's going on here? What do you mean on Rosh Chodesh you can have four aliyahs because it's not a day when Melacha is Aser? The Gemara, it's not a day when there's Bitul Melacha. Melacha is Aser anyway. What do you mean Melacha is Aser anyway? It's not true. The Gemara Chagiga says that there is no Issa Melacha on Rosh Chodesh. So Tosus answers, yeah, but it's talking about the women. That really look in 46. It's mutter in Asiyas Melacha for men. Women don't do malacha because of the ego. That's what the Tosfos says in Megillah. The Tosfos in Chagiga also says on Yud Chesam Alav Divas Rosh Chodesh 49. Tosfos also says Rosh Chodesh Yochiach the Shari Basis Malacha. It's not Yontif, okay? There's no Issa Malacha. It's Eino Neserak Mishum Minig. It's a Minig, you know, with regards or he says Inam Mishum Noshim. Then Noah goes, women don't do malacha on Chalamoid, but men do. Okay, and therefore, we're not going to call it a day of Issa Melacha. That's how Tosfos works it out. One other Gemara that's relevant to this, that's a Gemara in Shabbos Chav Dalam and Aleph. The Gemara asks the question, Abay Lahu 50, Ma'al Lahasku Rosh Chodesh B'Rikha Samazon. Do you have to mention Yalav Yavar Rosh Chodesh in benching on Rosh Chodesh? So Gemara says, perhaps we don't do it because it's not a day of Issa Melacha. So Gemara says, yeah, we do it anyway. Fine. The conclusion is we do so. We do it. Okay, but Tosus there in Shabbos Chav Dalam and Aleph says Odilma Kavan the low Usser by Sis Malach. Again, I'm a Ferish Gemara that there's no Issa Malach on Rosh Chodesh. And Tosus asking 52, but I thought we said that there is Issa Malach on Rosh Chodesh. Okay, and that's why we can have four aliyahs. We're not rushing to work. So Tosus answers here that's just a minig, right? Haino minig ba'alma she'ain regilas malach. It's not a real requirement. So, which is by the way, how the Alshich in Shmuel Aleph, on that pasuk in Mocher Chodesh, Shmuel Aleph Perchav Pasuk Yotes says 53. He says it's called Yom HaMaaseh There's a chumra, a minig, not to the work on Rosh Chodesh, but you can't call it a day when Rosh Chodesh is also. Put all these different things together, Rabbi Osai, we have a little bit of conflicting sources. On the other hand, we have a Gemara in Erchin, which says that Rosh Chodesh was not sanctified in terms of Issa Malacha. And we have a Gemara Chagiga, which says that even though there's a Karb Musaf, but there's no Issa Malacha in Rosh Chodesh. On the other hand, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah regarding the torches seems to say that they did not do work on Rosh Hashanah, on Rosh Chodesh. That's why they were worried. Again, according to Rashi, no kasha, because it's only talking about Rosh Hashanah, but according to, and Balamor, but according to most other Rishonim, Tosin, and Rashba, and the Miri, and many others, say it's talking about every Rosh Chodesh they didn't do Malacha. And the Gemara Megillah says, you don't have to worry about rushing out of Shul so fast. You can have an extra Ali on Rosh Chodesh because people aren't going to work. So which is it? So one answer would seem to be, well, it's talking about the women. The problem with saying it's only talking about the women, that wouldn't seem to impact Kriyas HaTorah. Right, the Gemara Megillah said that Rosh Chodesh is not a day that people go to have to run out of shul because they're not going to work. But who do you say is not going to? Women aren't going to work. What's that going to do to how many aliyahs? Most women are not in shul for Kriyas HaTorah or Rosh Chodesh. So you have to say that maybe there's something for men. So maybe at least I'll be minig. That's how Tosas suggests over here in Shabbos, and that's one of his suggestions in Chagiga. But in any event, we do see the same thing. We've shown him the Rosh in Megillah Paragimel Siman Dalet 54. The Rosh also quotes that it's a minig, okay, to not to do melacha on Rosh Chodesh. And the Yerushalmi, even earlier than anybody else, the Yerushalmi, I printed in 55, it's in two places. The Rosh there in our Sugin Megillah, Perek Gimel Simandal, quotes this Yerushalmi from Tainus, Perek Alav Alachavah, 55, look what it says. Nashya, women, the Nahagin, the Lomebet Uvda, women who are cussed on Rosh Chodesh don't do Beyond the Archa Minig, it's a minig, it's a valid minig. Same Yerushalmi appears in Pesachim, Perek Dal Halacha Aleph, and there the Karban Eid explains Yom Diyarcha Shelo Lasos Malacha Rosh Chodesh Minig Huva Ein Levatlo. It's a good minig and don't get rid of it. Pnei Moshe says the same thing there in Pesachim, Perek Dal Halacha Aleph 58. Yom Diyarcha Minig Kach Nagu Hanoshim Shelo Lasos Malacha Rosh Chodesh. So we have at least a source of women that they talk it out to work on Rosh Chodesh. It's not going to help us with regard to Kriyas HaTorah. Okay, it remained an open question. But women at least didn't do work on Rosh Chodesh. The Rokeach.
It was before, not Isur.
Not an Isur al Pimenik, right. Not an Isur. But it was the Begilian at least. At least they that was their practice. The Rokeach in Sim Reish Chav Ches says in 59, Noshim ain't osos malacha b'Rosh Chodesh. Women don't do malacha on Rosh Chodesh. Okay. And he quotes the Pirkei Avos that we mentioned. He quotes various Gemaras, and basically the proofs that we had. The Ritva in Megillah Chaf Beis and Beis also says when the Gemara, but he says a little differently. He says even men. The Ritva says on that Gemara in Megillah, which is talking about Shul on Rosh Chodesh morning, and we say there's no one's rushing off to work because it's hard to say it's because the women don't work. What's it got to do with Kriyas HaTorah? The women you aren't usually there. But he says it was at some time a minig. Okay. Lefi minhagam amarkain. That's what we've all did last Haminim 60. Lefi minhagam amarkain. Shunogin. Shalolas was Malach Rosh Chodesh. Ominagri Shonim. And he quotes in the story with another son. Aval, he writes in the third line. Anu eino anu nogim kan el hanoshim bilvad. So what the Ritva says is originally there was such a minig for men also. Nowadays, we only have the minig by the women based on that Pirkei de Belezer. And that's how the Radak and the Abarbanel both, 61 and 62, they're on the Pasuk and Shmuel Aleph, Parakof, Pasuk Yotez, both say that originally there was such a minig, okay? That originally was such a minig, even for men apparently, okay? And now it's only minig of the women. We'll see the reason why. And that's why it's called Yom HaMaaseh and so on. The day before it's called Yom HaMaaseh. Both the Radak and the Abarbanel mention has to do with the carbon. So there's what do you mean the carbon? So the Turei Evin in Megillah Chav Beis HaMeiz in 63 has a fascinating comment. He says, yes, it was a minig that men didn't do malacha either on Rosh Chodesh. When? Bizman Shah Beis HaMikdash HaYakayim. In the days of the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Because look at the second part of the first part that he discusses some of the proofs that we had. But look at the second part of the Turei Evin in 63. Li Nira, the Rosh Chodesh Osir, he does it's more than a minig. I hold that there's an Issa Malachim Rosh Chodesh even for men, and not Al Pi Minig, Al Pi Din. When? Why? Because a carbon was brought that day. It was a day of carbonus, and a carbon was brought for all of Klal Yisrael. Okay, and he says for that reason he refers to another Yerushalmi in Pesachim Perek Dalalam Aleph. The Mishnah says that there's a minig not to do work on Erev Pesach in the morning before Chatzos. That's only a minig, but after Chatzos you shouldn't do work at all on Erev Pesach. By the way, that's a din today. Okay, we don't have time to go into all this now, but I printed the sources here. Okay, the Pnei Moshe Kamen Eda both there in Pesachim Perek Dalalam Aleph both say. Until before Chatzos and Erev Pesach, that's only a custom not to do work. But after Chatzos, it's a real din not to do work. And by the way, people should be aware of it. You should really not do malacha on Erev Pesach after Chatzos, except the type of malacha that you could do on Chol HaMoed. Meaning, if you're preparing for Yontif, you have to cook, you have to run out because you just discovered that you only have 12 bottles of kosher Pesach ketchup and you better have 13. So you're going to run back to the store to get another bottle. Okay, those are things that you need for Yontif. But, you know, but other than that, people, if you can. All right, what's the reason why? So the Torah Evan in that lengthy piece explains, and it's really mefurish like that in the Yerushalmi, because when a carbon is being brought, it's not proper. Look at the words of the Yerushalmi, Perek Dal Halacha Aleph 68. Yerushalmi says, look at the second line, Eino bedin shete asuk b'melachtecha v'karbon kariv. An Erev Pesach, right? They bring a, let's say, you can use, technically, you don't have to bring a carbon Pesach yourself. You can bring, send it with a shliach. You send him out, and you're going to go to work? It's not right. You know, Korban Pesach being brought, Erev Pesach on your behalf, and you're at work because you haven't a shliach brought, an agent brought it for you. It's not proper. Okay? And in fact, Yerushalmi says that any time you bring a korban, any time during the year, a personal korban, you really shouldn't do work that day. That's again, and we don't have time to go through all the sources, but Lemaisa, and by the way, so that comes out that when a korban is being brought on your behalf, okay, then it's not really right to go to work. So says the Torah Evan, therefore, Takim men also did not work on Rosh Chodesh. That's how you can answer all the Gemaras. You don't have to come on to the women. Today, the custom is left only for the women. But it's a big Chiddush. But as I said before, the Radak and Abarbanel both on those Psukim in by Bachar Chodesh and Shmuel Aleph Perkov, the beginning of the Perek, sort of allude to that as well. So the very interesting idea, this idea of not doing Melocha when a korban is brought on your behalf, so you look in 71, Tosos and Psachim. Nunam and Aleph says a din daraisa. Tosos learns a din daraisa. Okay, the Rambam, Hilchos Yontif Perek Ches Halach Yud Ches, says, you take a look in 72, Lefichach Yom Arbosa Menisan Oso Vesis Malacha Yudibay Sofrim. It's only the Rabbanan. Okay, the Rabbanan. Not a din daraisa. Also, the Rambam, Hilchos Klei Amikdash Perek Vavalacha Tes, 73, says when a person brought a personal korban, the Rabbanan, you shouldn't go to work. Okay, so that's a question. But anyway, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins regards the Erev Pesach, some tough Samech Ches or Chaim 74. Ha'os Malach Erev Pesach Mechatzos Olamala. Okay, someone did Malach on Erev Pesach, they put him in Cherem, is that right? Okay, and there's a whole question, can you ask a guy to work for you? And the Mishabur explains, you've got an olive, it's Hatam, and they show Zman Shechitz HaPesach. Shekolechem Yisrael Chaybo, V'yom Shemim Karbon, Ki Yontif. It's like a Yontif for you, so it's awesome. It's very so from he passes like the Rambam, and like other Rishonim, it's only Dindar Abonon, and he said, Filo Bizman Azeh, we should try and avoid working on Erev Pesach. A couple other things, and we'll finish up. The Mordechai, in that Sugi and Megillah, you know, his Tav Tav Vav 76, mentions another point. He says, regarding that, the story with the Egel and so on and so forth. So he says the whole thing was only dafka for Noshim. It was only for women. Okay. But it's not really, you know, based on a pasuk in over there. But there's bitul by Mocha Chodesh. But there's bitul malacha la'am. He says dafka only for the women. Okay. And the Malbim on that pasuk in Shmuel Aleph 77 says, Kiyom Chol shows a malacha. It's only women who don't do a malacha. Okay, but he does mention, as does the, look at the second line of the Mordechai, that melacha keveda, you go lachosh lizroa, aser afanoshim. Heavy duty work. Mamish working out in the field, that's not right for men either. That's what Amalba mentions also. Melacha besodeh. So here we have Rishonim and Amalba Zarchon saying maybe, you know, there's melachas mutter for men or ashkodesh, but certain heavy duty work you shouldn't do. Okay, Piskei Rid, Megillah of Beis and Beis, Dumasa Toshman, 78, says something else also. There's a mitzvah of Simcha on Rosh Chodesh and Sudas. We don't have the time for that. Just to finish up, this minig, again, most assume that it's a regular workday for men, not like this Mordechai and the Malbim. Okay, but the question is, what about women? So even by the women, according to many, it's not all malachas. When Yerucham, told us on Rechav and Nesiv Yirah of Chelek Aleph 79, Mashanago Anoshim, the Rabbi Yerucham says that if they're going to keep, if women are going to keep this minute, they shouldn't do any malacha. All malachas are included. Okay? The Tashbeit in the Tshuva, Chelek Gimel from Reish Mem Daled, so he has an Arichas, and he talks about some of the things we talked about, but at the end he says, it's not every malacha. It's only things like sewing and needlepoint and that kind of, that's what they don't do. Why? Because he says the woman didn't participate in Egel. And what did they participate in? Pasuk says that they sewed all the tapestries for the Mishkan and so on. So therefore, he put the two and two together. That's the minute. The Beis Yosef says that they avoid, they can do housework and things at home, but things that you get a profit from, you get paid for. Right? That they should stay away. Lo less malacha sheina osos listakir. Okay, that's what the Beis Yosef writes in Archaim Sim Tov Yud Zayin. Just to conclude, this din appears in the Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, Archaim Sim Tov Yud Zayin. Sif Aleph, Rosh Chodesh, Mutar Basis Malacha. Period. Mutar Basis Malacha. The Hanoshim, Shen Noah goes, those women that have the custom, Shalos Lasos Bo Malacha, Hu Minig Tov, it's a nice minig. And Vima Minig Lasos Mixas Malachos, Lo Lasos Tzosan. And if their minig is to abstain from some malachos, not others, Azlinan Basa Minig, whatever the minig in your area is. There are people who, you can probably find out, your grandmother, whatever, who didn't, the women didn't do needlework, sewing, and so on and so forth on Rosh Chodesh. Okay. The Levush mentions in Sifalav, then Sim Tov Yud Zayin 83, he quotes that Mordechai, that heavy duty work is also for men as well. Many disagree with that. Okay, many disagree with that. The Zuta supports it, but the Prichadosh quotes in Siman Tov Yud Zayin Sif Aleph 85. He says, "Nirali de la Anosh is the Masal Mutter. Lachain Nirali de la Anoshim have a Yom Rosh Chodesh Keshar Yemos Hachol. Bimnagu Las Malacha Veminig Burus." Men who don't want to do malacha on Rosh Chodesh, it's a foolish minig. There's no such minig for men. So he rejects that idea. Okay. The Chidah and the Birkei Yosef also quotes like that, although in a tshuva, the Birkei Yosef, the Chidah, tshuva Yosef Omet Simon Chaf. Okay. He says maybe in the days in the VM they didn't do it, like in the story of Malacha Chodesh. Okay. He says, we don't follow that practice, but if a man wishes, he says, if a man wishes to do malacha, okay, not to do malacha, rather, it's okay. That's how the Ben Ishchai also writes. He says, the women want to do it, so and men, rather, also want to abstain from certain work, so there's a valid minute. But that's not how most assume. At the end of the sources, the Shari Tshuva, Sim Tov Yud Zayin, Sim Kotten Gimel, quotes from the Birkei Yosef, that there's no such minute for men. The Bali Darach HaShulchan says that in his community, the women didn't do work, certain types of work, but the opposite. But if it would cost the money, if it would loss of parnos, then they did. They didn't do housework. The opposite of what we said before. So that's in terms of the women. The Mishnah Berurah writes in the Cotton Bays in 91, there's no such minik for men. For women, it's a minik told because of the ego. And the Bir Halacha wonders how far it goes. Right, he quotes from Yaakov Emden, oh, they're allowed to do stuff that's private, it's only public that's not allowed, and they're allowed to do, the simpler type of work and not other type of work. Anyway, they're different in Hagim. People should follow whatever the minig is, but around here, the widespread practice, like the Mishnah Berurah, like those Achronim, who said there's no minig for men at this point, the Gemaras that seem to implicate, to imply otherwise, okay, that may have been at one time, like the Torah Evan and others say that maybe there was Bizman of Beis HaMikdash. Just conclude, Rav Soloveitchik, Zichron Lebracha, said that Rosh Chodesh is a Moed, we saw that, but he said it's a Moed B'Mikdash. It's a Moed only in the Beis HaMikdash. It's a strange animal. Outside of the Beis HaMikdash, nothing on Rosh Chodesh. In the Beis HaMikdash, it's a Moed B'Mikdash. Okay, and it does, they have a special character. I forgot to quote it, but the Vilna Gaon would wear a special hat on Rosh Chodesh. They didn't usually wear, some people wear white shirts. My son, Yosef, some of you know, my son has autism, and he's very into Rosh Chodesh. We don't know why. Kiddush Lavan Rosh Chodesh, I think I mentioned this in the past. We don't know why he's into it. When he was in elementary school, a special Sinai school, so I asked him, when he was very into Rosh Chodesh, and I asked him why, I wasn't complaining. I just asked him, why of all things you taught about Rosh Chodesh and Kiddush Lavan? Just curious. They said, what do you mean? We thought you taught him about it. So we know, my wife and I, to this day, don't know how he got into it, but he wears always wears a white shirt in Rosh Chodesh. So my question, yeah.
So, from what happened, the Rav mentioned the Haftarah Vayomer Lo Yonatan Mahal Chodesh.
Yeah.
There we see that they actually got together. They got together. Does and that during the day? Does it mean they didn't work? Maybe they didn't work.
Yeah, no, that's what it looks like. I think so. That's what it looks like from there. Okay, that Rosh Chodesh was talking, but that could be like the Torah Evan said. There was no Beis Hamikdash yet, but the Mishkan was still there, right? They still had, you know, Korbanos being brought. But that, I think that's correct. I think that's exactly right. Okay, everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.
You too, Rabbi.